Oh, you call that a an old sycamore tree.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people use other names for the sycamore tree?
No, not that name.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
George Washington?
You know, the old story they tell about when he was a little boy, he cut down the tree and his daddy asked him if he cut the tree down. You remember what kind of tree they say that was?
Yeah, I don't know what was a white oak tree or a nut. But I believe those were the white oak tree, wasn't it?
Some people say it was a cherry tree.
Cherry tree?
Of course, some people doubt whether it was a real story, whether it really happened or not, but a lot of people claim it was a cherry tree. What's a little bush along by the road that gets real red in the fall, and it has little tiny berries up on the top that are real pretty, and it's poison to some people?
Well, it's these are hag bushes. In fact, you go along in the fall of the year and pick them off and you eat them.
Right, and then what's the kind that you shouldn't eat? Another kind that has little berries that are poison to some people. You know, they have a lot of little bunches of berries right up on the top of them, and sometimes people gather them and put them in bouquets.
Yeah, they're red, ain't they?
Right.
Well, I'll get the name up, but it's a red bear. But you don't eat them, they poison.
That's right. And shoe, what you call
them? All of them. I forget the name of it now. But you don't eat them, they poison.
What are some of the kinds of bushes and vines around in the woods that make your skin break out and itch if you get too close to them?
It's poison oak.
Right. And then what's this that runs up the tree?
That's poison oak.
What are some kind of berries that grow around here, Charlie?
Blackberries.
All right. And what kind of berries do you make shortcake out of?
Well, they make it out of blackberries.
All right. And if you didn't have blackberries, maybe you'd have these little red berries out of the garden. What are they?
Well, if you didn't have them, you'd get them little red berries out of the garden and put them up. And pokeberries you used to find. And put them up and make wine out of them.
And then what do you call these little red berries that grow down close to the ground and bear mostly in May? Bear a little earlier than the blackberries. And they don't have stickers on them. You know, people set them out in their garden.
Mm-hmm.
Up around the corner here, they got a big farm that raises a lot of them.
You call that a strawberry.
Okay. Then what other kind of berries can you think of?
Well, strawberry, blackberry, and huckleberry, and oakberry.
We were talking a while ago about poison berries. Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. If they could kill you, you say they are what?
There are some growing in the woods to kill it, but these huckleberries and oakberries, they won't kill you.
Well, suppose it was some kind of berries that you might be afraid would kill you, that you'd be afraid to eat. You'd say these berries are what?
I say these berries are poison. They will kill them, it won't bother them.
Right. I don't think much of this grows around here, Charlie, but you know what they call a tall bush that has clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers on it? I think that's mostly up in the mountains.
Has pretty flowers on it.
Has pink flowers on it, pink and white. It grows up in the mountains.